What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Well, happy Monday morning, everyone. I hope everyone had a great weekend. It's starting to warm up out here on Long Island, and I'm already in summer mode, even though it's still a bit brisk outside. But hey, all that matters is what I'm feeling on the inside. And I'm really excited for all the good things to come, including today's show. I mean, seriously, my guest today is awesome, and I'm going to introduce you to him in a moment. But first, I want to take a couple of minutes to remind everyone about a totally awesome event that begins today, and I'm super excited to be a part of it. You may remember last week's show. I had three wonderful guest speakers of the Genius Parent Summit. One of the guests was Teresa McGuire, creator and host of the summit, the Genius Parent Summit. Well, that summit begins today. Yep. And Ann Maxwell and Amanda Johnson that were here on the show with Teresa last week, they'll be kicking the summit off today, this afternoon, in fact. And you can tune into Amanda and Ann's heartwarming and informative interviews, but you have to sign up for the event in order to get access to all 21 interviews, including my own, which will be taking place this Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be speaking on the topic of empowered and confident teens, guiding your teen to develop their genius, knowing, and self-trust. So I hope you'll tune in and listen to all the golden nuggets that we each present. So if you receive Dr. Pat's weekly newsletter, you could go there and sign up under the events section, or you can go directly to www.thegeniusparent.com, thegeniusparent.com, and sign up right now. And when you do, you'll receive immediate access to a bonus gift. And each day of the summit, there'll be two bonus gifts given out. So go there right now and pass on the link to as many friends as possible. That's thegeniusparent.com. Now for today's awesome show with my amazing guest. Those of you that have been listening to me for a while may know that I started my career off as a high school teacher and mentor to kids that were struggling in any area of their lives. And most of these kids that I became really close with struggled in finding themselves, and they felt lost in a sea of uncertainty. They hated school and they couldn't find a connection to what they were learning and their lives. And many of these kids were using drugs to escape a reality that was painful or, at the very least, boring and meaningless to them. And some point during my tenure as a teacher, I discovered the truth of the universal laws and the law of attraction. And let me tell you, my life completely turned around once I began to put these laws into practice in my own life. And when I realized the truth of the power that these laws can have in a person's life, what happened was I began to get frustrated and even angry that we were being misled in how we are educated and that we don't teach this stuff to our kids. I mean, it's the truth. It's universal laws, right? So I began to test the waters with law of attraction in my classroom, and the kids totally loved it. I mean, they picked it up like sponges, and they kept saying to me, "Why don't they teach us this stuff in school? It's totally cool. They're not teaching us this." And, you know, it would be nice if I had the liberty to teach these universal laws in all the classes I taught, but I couldn't. I had to follow the curriculums for which I was hired to teach, and I just couldn't do that any longer because I saw how limited most of it was. And I knew this even before I made the connection of the universal laws in our lives and everything. So what I did was I decided to do something outside of the schools to live my life in complete joy and freedom while at the same time following my purpose, my passion to guide and support young people. And as I started my journey as a law of attraction coach and mentor to teens and young adults, I found my guest, Jake Ducey, and I was super excited because this California surfer, who to me represents my vision of what is possible for all young people when they understand how to live their lives as one with the natural laws of the universe, Jake Ducey, at the age of 19, dropped out of college, left behind a drug-filled life, and went in search of deeper meaning. His quest led him on a life-changing journey that resulted in his debut book, out now, Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose, which has been released, I think, just last week. Upon return from Jake's spiritual adventure, he raised the funds to build a school and home in San Marcos in Guatemala to support orphans who are taken care of by a Quiche Maya shaman. Jake's profound transformation from a college dropout and drug addict to an inspirational author and motivational speaker led him into social and environmental activism, including a 3-day unlawful detainment for protesting the Keystone XL oil pipeline. You're awesome, Jake. He has since formed a non-profit organization, the Self-Reliance Institute, devoted to providing essential resources and opportunities for young people to become more self-reliant. Jake, you're awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, man. You know, when I saw your interview, I think with Natalie Ledwell, that's how I first found out about you. I was like, oh my God, he's so awesome. The world needs to hear him. All young people need to hear his story. And now your book is out and I want to talk about that. But can you start by telling everyone what led you to just, you know, leave everything behind? Here you have this basketball scholarship, you're in college with your friends, and you just decided, hey, I'm going on a spiritual journey. I don't have a plan or a goal, you know, like what was that moment for you where you decided to give that all up?
Right, exactly. You know, basically what happened was I was studying things that I didn't want to study. I was doing things I didn't want to do, and I was aware of what was happening in the world on a social, environmental, and political level. Things such as 22,000 children are dying every day due to poverty-related illnesses, and how easily it is for us to really change the world on an economic level, you know. And I felt powerless. I was studying things that I couldn't apply to my life. Mm-hmm. And so in exchange, I was very, very heavily partying, and I finally realized how unhappy I was. I was so overwhelmed. We go through our life. It doesn't matter whether you're a college student or whether you're a grown-up. We all have the same experiences or know someone who has, where we're going so fast through our life. We're doing this and we're doing that, and we never have time to just relax because then it's work, and then we're with the kids, or then we have to do this. And I finally realized how quick I was moving all the time, and because I was moving so quick, in order to get away from that, that's what I used was very, very, very extensive partying, and a lot of pills, drugs, cocaine, alcohol. One day I sat down in my bed and I took a deep breath and I felt this life inside my hands. You could say that it was the first time I was outside of my mind. And this led me on a quest where I realized that peace is actually inside of us. Peace is inside of us, not outside of us. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, why hadn't we ever been told this our whole lives? Nobody ever told us. And so for about 8 months, I extensively started studying inspirational books, self-help books, Jack Canfield, Principles of Success, Wayne Dyer, We Can Do Anything. And I realized I was just learning it. I was just learning these concepts and I wasn't living them. And so I said, well, if this is true, if we can do anything, I'm going to travel around the world and maybe I'm going to write a book, but I know that everything's going to work out and I'd like to share this with millions of people. And the book officially releases on Amazon on April 16th. And in the first 72 hours, we hit top 10 in all of our categories.
Oh, man. Congratulations to you. I mean, that's so awesome. And you went out there. You're like, I'm reading this stuff, but I want to put it into use. I want to test it out.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I'm here today with 21-year-old author Jake Ducey talking about his debut book, Into the Wind. And before break, we were talking about what convinced Jake to go leave everything behind and go on this spiritual journey. And Jake, you didn't have a plan. You didn't have a goal. So, I mean, how did this work out for you? What happened when you decided, hey, I'm going on this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the reason I went the way that I went was because I wanted to be able to be comfortable in being uncertain. It's been said that the quality of our life is in direct proportion to the amount of certainty we can comfortably live in. So I wanted to see. And so I started in Guatemala, and basically I was testing to see what type of people would come out due to, as you're talking about these universal laws, to the energy that I was putting out. And so I started in Guatemala, and I met a shaman, and I didn't exactly plan this. And within an hour of meeting this man, without any drugs or alcohol, this man told me everything about my life with such accuracy that I was shaking on the ground crying. A few years ago, I had flipped my car 4 times 400 feet down a ravine, and I was drunk. And this man told me about that. He told me what I was going to be doing. I was going to write a book. And so he inspired the rest of my journey, the rest of my life right now.
Wow. I have the chills just listening to that right now. So you're on this journey. You speak to the shaman. And what then?
Yeah, well, I spent about 2 weeks down there in Guatemala. And that was very, very interesting because all of my life, and I think all of so many of our lives in the Western world, we think life is outside of us. We think happiness comes from the achievements that we have, from the new car, the new paycheck, doing good on a test, our spouse. We think that's what's going to make us happy. Then I saw these children that have nothing. They have holes in their shoes. For 14 days, they wore the same clothes. They have cuts that aren't clean. But they smiled at me every single day when I woke up. And I realized that that's not where happiness comes from. It doesn't come from stuff. It doesn't come from things. It's just a choice. It's just something that's within us. That we always have the choice to smile, and nobody can take that away from us. That depression stops, that anger stops, that all of it stops if we just consciously take a second and just smile. Just take a second and smile. And that's what Martin Luther King meant. That's what he meant when he said, I've been to the mountaintop. He wasn't talking about an esoteric dimension. He was talking about the pinnacle of our being, the point of our being, which knows that it always creates its own happiness, that it may not create all the situations of the world, but this mountaintop within us, this can change anyone's life, any circumstance, just by changing the way that we're looking at it. And when we know that, that's when we can face the largest challenges that threaten the world, because we're looking from the mountaintop so we can always find the solutions.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. Like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I witnessed it within these children. And so that was what really set the tempo for my journey. So I went from there to Australia. In Australia, I hitchhiked. I slept in a tent. I met all types of incredible people. The message that really sticks with me was what a musician had told me. He said to me, find something in life that you're good at. Make that hobby your obsession. Make your obsession your profession, and you'll never work a day in your whole life.
It's so true, right? Because, I mean, I don't consider what I do work. I consider it play. And every day I get to mix it up with great people like yourself and help and inspire people. And it's not work. And life flows to me. And it's not to say that there aren't times where, you know, everything's perfect. But who said life has to be perfect? It's about how you embrace the journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel like schools – you know, particularly in the States, they're so focused on kids doing, and kids are the left side of their head, you know, their left brain, and take these tests and produce these results, and you're your grade, and go out and get a job, and then get married, have your, you know, 2.3 kids and a white picket fence, and everything will be okay. And it's, that's so far from the truth. And kids are showing us in the ways that they're rebelling, whether they're, you know, rebelling by taking drugs, or they're just coming home, dropping out of college and sitting in their parents' basement. They're not buying into this, but they need to be guided toward how they can find a way to bring this peace into their life and follow their passion. They just don't understand that yet. So I think what you're doing in your book is such a wonderful thing that parents and kids can read, because we're not human doings.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like we're I always say the society, we're a bunch of robots that just follow what they tell us to do, and then all of a sudden you come to life and you realize, hey, this, they told me to do this, this, and that, and why am I still unhappy? Why am I did everything they told me and I'm unhappy?
Yes. Yeah. As soon as we can step out of the norm is where freedom is because that's where life is.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like every young person at some point, I mean, if they're feeling it in their heart, that traveling the world really opens them up to a whole new experience, seeing these kids that are happy, that don't have what we have here in the States, all these electronic toys and everything. It really changes your perspective.
Oh, absolutely it does.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I was 20 years old, I decided I was in my last year of college, and I was just like, I need something outside of this world that I'm living. And I studied abroad in Central America, and it changed my life. You know, I saw how kids and people were happy in Central America, and they had nothing even close to what we had in terms of material possessions. And that changed my whole life. Because I was going to work for corporate America in New York City. I grew up in Queens, and go get a business job in the city. And I came home and I just said, I'm not doing that. And that's what led me to begin my teaching career, because I felt that was more rewarding. So in your travels, what would you say was the most the biggest struggles that you faced that actually changed your life?
The biggest struggles that I faced were two things. One, I originally left and I thought that I was going to find something in the world that was, you know, a person or a situation that was what was going to change my life. And yeah, to a degree that happened, but ultimately what happened is I boarded a plane from Australia to Indonesia after losing all of my bank cards, but I went anyways. And I went because I wanted to see what would happen. I wanted to test the principle of calculated risks, which says step into the unknown and life will balance your experience. So I got on the plane with a couple bucks after I got my visa. A family took me in the concrete tilt-ups. They took care of me. They gave me a Call America. They gave me food. And then they wouldn't take any of my money back. They said the purpose of life is to give without expecting return.
Wow.
And that was so powerful. So I decided I would travel with locals. I decided I would travel around with them. A few locals took me to their own island. We were climbing in the middle of the rain to their favorite waterfall. I slipped and fell. And I fell about 12 feet. And I saw my whole life flash before my eyes. And then an incredible thing happened. While I was lying there on the ground, you know, below the outskirts of civilization, I opened my eyes and one of them jumped off after me. And it was the most incredible thing that had ever happened. I just started crying on the ground.
Wow.
It was the most heroic thing somebody had ever done. And they saved me. And when we got up to dry land, I said, why did you do that? What were you doing? You could have died. And they said the same thing. Life is about giving. You know, if you're not willing to put your life on the line for something you believe in, for something that you know is true, for love, for friendship, for other people, then you're not really living.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my God. Well, let's just take that to break. I mean, how does it get any better than that? Everybody stay tuned to this compelling interview with Jake Ducey, 21-year-old author of Into the Wind. We'll be right back.
You tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat? How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to Teaching with the Heart, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I'm here today with my very special guest, author Jake Ducey, 21-year-old author of Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey, Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. And Jake, your book reads like a spiritual adventure story, and it's been likened to Eat, Pray, Love meets Into the Wilds or The Alchemist, all really great books. So what can you tell us about your book?
Yeah, what I can tell you about my book is that the way a story works is that a real life story is that everything reminds us of something else. You may not be 21, you know, you may not have traveled around the world, but what you have experienced are the same problems as me. You may not have used drugs, but you're searching for the same things. And so the beautiful thing is that while you read, it always reminds you of something else. It always causes reflection in your own life. And that's the most beautiful thing, is it helps us see that we're actually all connected in some way that we can't really see, we can't really conceive. And so that's what the story is. That's what the journey is. You know, I wrote the book because I wanted to show people that any goal that we have, that we can obtain it. You know, that so many people told me that I couldn't do this. Mm-hmm. So many publishers, so many agents told me I couldn't do it. And in 72 hours, we hit number one over Into the Wild and Eat, Pray, Love in the adventure category. And it was just because I
was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Because I said, this is going to happen, and I'm gonna make it work. And so that's what the whole journey is about. It ends with 14-day silent meditation in Thailand after I realized there was nothing in the world I was looking for. And it's just about testing the furthest reaches of the human spirit, the furthest reaches of possibilities. And what I am certain is that when you read this book, it will expand the vision for your life.
Mm. I love it. I love it. So where can people get your book, and where can they contact you? How can they contact you?
Absolutely. Well, it's technically still not out yet, which is so awesome that we already hit the bestseller list on Amazon. So right now, the best place to get that is Amazon. You can get that right now on Amazon, and it's Into the Wind. And my website is my name, which is Jake, J-A-K-E, Ducey.com, JakeDucey.com. It's D as in David, U-C-E-Y.com. I'm also very, 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 very active on Facebook, and you can type in my name there as well. I have YouTube as well. I'm releasing a bunch of videos very often, so numerous avenues to contact.
Yeah, definitely check out his YouTube videos and his Facebook. Jake has just such an endearing personality. You could feel how authentic he is. He's fun, and you know, he just knows, live life, be happy, love one another. You got to check out his YouTube page. He'll make your day. He'll make you smile. I definitely check out your videos, and I just have this ear-to-ear grin, Jake. So, Jake, let's talk about taking risks, because I'm one of those people, too, that believe, hey, man, like, get out there. You'll never know if you don't try. Go for it. But so many times, especially, you know, in school, as I was a teacher, kids are taught, you know, do the thing that you know that is proven for success. Go and do, you know, take the safe road, have a backup plan. This is what we're telling kids. And I'm like, take a risk, get out there. You know, you don't know unless you don't try. Go on an adventure. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, somebody told me in my book, most of us are gambling on the biggest risk of all. The bet that we can buy the freedom to do what we want later in life after we made money. And that's how most of us live. And so I look at risks a different way. Everything's a risk. It's a risk to stay where we are. You already know what you're going to get. It's a risk to stay where you are, to keep doing what you're doing, to wake up and go to work the same way, or be around the same people, have the same partner if you're not receiving fulfillment. That's a risk. And we never look at that, but that's a risk to do that, because you're giving up what you don't know, which could be the most incredible thing ever. And so, yeah, it's a risk to step in the unknown, but it's just as much to stay in the known. And so most of us make our decisions for our life, 90% of 95% of us probably, entirely out of fear. We say, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen if I make a change in my career, in a new relationship, in a living situation, in anything? We ask, what's the worst that could happen? And then we feel this feeling and see what's the worst that could happen. And we never look at what the best that could happen. We make our decision out of what's the worst that could happen entirely out of fear. And we paralyze ourselves. What I do is I look at it this way. Everything's a risk. So I say, what's the highest reward? That's making a decision out of faith, out of trust, out of love. Whatever has the highest reward, I make that decision.
I love it. Yeah, it's so true. It's like, what are you willing to trade your life in for? And it's like, are you willing to trade your life in? I love the way you put that, and take the risk of just doing day by day the same thing that seems safe, but inside you feel like something's missing. What do you want to wake up one day when you're 80 years old and say, I wish I had done this? Or do you want to get out there with the thought that, hey, how can I make this exciting? How can I make this work for me? What's the adventure in there? Who might I meet? What would love want to do? And one of the things I always have held to is that I am divinely guided and protected. I say that all the time, and that allows me to get out there and take those risks, go on those adventures, and create things that are a lot of fun. And you know, my life has been a lot of fun because I followed that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I see that, you know, so many people, and people ask me this all the time, especially when it comes to traveling. I mean, when I travel, I like to go to places and live with the locals, get in with the culture and experience it that way. Especially when you're talking about like Central America and countries like that, people are like, oh my God, it's unsafe. Aren't you afraid? And I'm like, no, I'm not afraid. I want to get out there and experience the world from a place of adventure and connection with other people. And it seems like that's what you did in your 6-month adventure around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Most of us travel around, but we're never even actually traveling. We're in a different location in space and time, but we're doing the exact same things that we do when we're in our house.
Yeah, going to these big resorts, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think that that's really getting outside of your comfort zone and living.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're so programmed with fear, and this fear that we're programmed with in the media, it makes us believe that we're different than people from other parts of the world, and it causes a lot of war and hatred and misunderstanding of other people. But when you travel, you realize people are the same as us. They just all want to be connected and love and be free.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really what you realize, is that we really do. We have a lot in common.
Yeah. And I mean, you're such an inspiration, and we have a couple minutes here, but I want you to talk about the projects that you're currently working on and what inspired you to start a charity, because I know that getting out there in the world does change your perspective, and you've taken that and done some amazing things.
Yes. Well, right now my focus is on taking percentage of the profits to build a school in Indonesia where my life was saved, because they don't even have a school. They live outside. You know, I'm staying in this little homestay room, and they're all sleeping on the tile in front of my patio. And so I want to build a school there. I have built it's hard to call it a school, because we have a connotation that in a school we're learning mathematics and we have calculators. And I built one in Guatemala, but it's more about connecting them with their roots, with their heritage. And so those were my primary focuses are on with the proceeds of the book. However, my main focus is I'm on tour right now, and is to inspire as many people as possible right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Please support what Jake is doing. Grab his book, because you're going to learn so much for yourself, and proceeds, some of the proceeds are going to his charities to help build schools in Indonesia. I mean, what a great guy. Into the Wind. Everybody, pick up the book. Go to Amazon.com right now and check it out. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with our special guest, Jake Ducey.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I want to invite you to connect with me. Go to my website, mindfocusgeneration.com, to learn more about me and the work I do with teens, young adults, and their parents. While you're there, you could sign up for my newsletter and also my free gift to you, my 30-day creation planner to help you and your kids become more of that deliberate creator. And I also want to remind everyone to sign up for the amazing event that I have the pleasure of being part of, along with 20 other visionary leaders in the field of parenting and youth. You could go to thegeniusparent.com and sign up so you could you can listen to the 21 free interviews over the next 2 weeks. All right, so we are finishing up with my guest, Jake Ducey. And one of the things I want to ask Jake is about life purpose. So many people hear that they should live and find their life purpose. And they sometimes they get a little confused about what that means. I see a lot of people saying, well, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Jake, what do you think life purpose is about? And is it the same for everyone?
Life purpose to me is just finding what you love to do. We usually get so – it's so simple. You know, everything's simple. And it's not always easy, but everything's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple to achieve great things. It's simple to achieve small things. And it doesn't mean it's always easy, but it's simple, you know. So, you know, what is it? Is it painting, business, reading, writing, social work? Really, though, you can't have a truly perfect day until you help someone who can never repay you. That doesn't mean that you jump off a cliff after them. Maybe it means smiling at them and they don't say anything. But when they go home that day, they're like, wow, that felt so good that that guy noticed me, that he saw me. Just like that.
Right. Oh, I love it. I mean, you don't even realize a comment you can make to someone, how that can impact them years later. I mean, there have been students that have come back to me years later and said to me, hey, you know, you changed my life. And I'm like thinking, really? Just because I said one simple thing about how I believed in them. And that comes back and it's like, wow, I am living my life purpose just because I made someone happy and feel connected to themselves. And it doesn't really have to be this whole convoluted thing where you're trying to change the world, but you are, in fact, changing the world one person at a time just by sharing your heart with others.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so many – what I see with so many kids is that they become almost – depressed or afraid because they think they don't have any value to give to the world because they're looking at their life based on their test grades and what college they can get into or what they're going to do after high school. And what I really want them to understand is just following your passion, doing what you want to do, is enough to change the world. And you don't have to go to this Ivy League college to feel like you have value.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, some of the people who have most influenced the world, Forbes richest people in the world, didn't graduate from college. It's not to say college is good or college is bad, but there's no such thing as an excuse. And if you really want it, if you really feel it inside of you, you'll figure it out, whether it's just making someone happy or whether it's making a new company. Doesn't matter. Somebody's changed the world with doorknobs, with trash bags, with movies, with anything. And it's just doing what you love. When you leave this world, you can't bring anything with you. You can't even leave with your spouse. All that's going to happen is you're going to look back and you're going to wonder if you touched anything, if you improved anything, right. If you left your gift here, if you found your gift.
Wow. Wow. I love it. So, Jake, you're 21 years old. You've realized your dream of becoming one of the youngest published inspirational authors. What's next for you?
Well, if you asked me that 2 weeks ago, I would have said it was to become a best-selling author, but that just happened. And so next is to be a number one New York Times best-selling author.
Nice. Then after-
Yeah. Then after that, I'd like, or maybe in between, I'd like Into the Wind to be a major Hollywood motion picture.
Oh, cool. Can I be an extra?
Yeah. Put you in the script.
All right, cool. You know what? That's definitely a movie I'd check out. I mean, I want to finish off with this. You say miracles are normal. Can you tell us about this?
It is a miracle. That we wake up. Today we just woke up. This giant ball of gas somewhere however many miles away that we call a sun rises every day. It rises up every day and it gives us life. It gives these little green things life that we call plants. It gives us the life to survive. It makes the earth warm enough that we can be here. Then we have this body of trillions and trillions of cells that's changing every single second. We eat food and we don't even do anything. It digests for us. We have this energy that's running through our body that's measurable in the hospital, in the electrocentrifugals. And as soon as it stops, as soon as our heart stops, this energy stops and we're no longer here. So it's a miracle that we're alive. It's a miracle that we have this capacity to influence millions of people's lives. It's a miracle that we think something and then it comes out to us in vibration, in sound, blah, blah, blah. That we have this noise that comes out of us. And it's a miracle that we have this voice, that we can use it for something good.
Oh, I am getting such chills around my body. I could feel spirit all in and around me. And that's, you know, saying to me, like, this young man is so right on, you know. It is really so true. Just connecting inside and being grateful and happy that you are the miracle. And if we can live our lives from that place, great things will come to us, you know, and you've proven that in your book. And I just, Jake, I so appreciate you taking the time to be here early in the morning. You're on the West Coast to speaking with our audience and telling them about your book. Is there any last messages you'd like to leave the audience with?
Oh, thank you so much. You know, what I want to leave everyone with is that Mark Twain says that there are thousands of excuses as to why you haven't met your goals, why you haven't lived your dreams, but there's no good reason. There's no good reason not to succeed. And so it's just important to ask yourself, if somebody who is successful, who's happy, who's fulfilled, has had the same excuses as you, has had those excuses and still succeeded. And if somebody has, which I'm positive somebody has, then why not you?
I love it. Why not you? Absolutely. Absolutely. So Jake, can you tell everybody one more time where they can get your book and the name of your book?
Into the Wind is the name of my book. Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. The foreword is by Laird Hamilton, the world champion big wave surfer. You can get that right now on Amazon. Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. You can get that on Amazon. And my name is Jake Ducey. It's Jake, J-A-K-E, D as in David, U-C-E-Y. And I'm the author of the best-selling book, Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose.
Wow, Jake. Thank you so much. What an inspiration you are. And, you know, I'll have to connect with you again because you, like I said, you're just the vision of what I see every young person can do in the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you.
And everyone, you have a great day yourself. Please check out Jake's debut book, Into the Wind, My 6-Month Journey Wandering the World for Life's Purpose. Everyone, have a great week. Bye now.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.